Come on down to Apple, gonna talk your favorite show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have special guest Cartman in studio, so we decided to play the song from Family Guy that Stewie plays whenever fat people march. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't Family Guy, it's of course South Park. Why are we talking about Family Guy? If you are Team Cartman, please say I. If you're Team Dirty Jew, please say boo.
Boo.
Hey, what if you're Team Dirty Sand Niger?
Woo! All right, we have the one and only Christian Blatt.
Hi, everybody. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristianDMZ.
And we have Stephanie Sabra.
What's up, everyone? You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Steph Sabra.
She's so smart and funny.
I know.
Oh, she's so funny.
They keep telling me this off camera, too, you guys, so it's true.
And we have Stephen Lemieux in the booth.
What up?
And we may have someone else on for you as well.
An old friend.
An old friend indeed. All right, overall thoughts of this episode. What did you think? What would we rate it? You can stop the fat marching music.
It's perfect.
Well, you know, I think, especially in light of this episode, I feel like we have to go ladies first.
Oh my goodness, you're really learning.
I'm trying. I even put the seat down sometimes.
I like this episode. Are we rating them?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, I give this episode a B. I thought there was some really funny, charming, classic moments, but it's almost like I was thinking this should have been the premiere, I feel like, of this season. It would have been a good segue, but I do understand that it was the anniversary of Trump's election, so, but I liked it. It was funny. I feel unsettled.
I'm going to give it a firm A minus because there were so many things in there, so many laugh out loud moments, so many, oh, even for this show, that's so wrong moments. And we can talk about it in the context, even though it was brief. We had member berries. That's all I cared about. Honestly, I'm surprised I didn't give it an A+, just for the member berries alone.
I love this episode. I give it a solid A. Not quite an A+, but so much. I mean, I had to rewind a couple of times to clearly denote that he did say doorknob come.
That was amazing.
I heard it right.
The fact that the phrase doorknob come now exists in the vernacular is amazing.
So just for doorknob come alone, let alone all the other jokes. And by the way, you know, it managed to offend so many groups of people because definitely. I will certainly be asking my friends when disrespecting the flag time is.
Well, it's clearly right before knocking over cars. You disrespect the flag, and then you go and knock over cars afterwards.
But I think overall that should be before dinner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because you're going to get really hungry, so yeah, you might as well.
And, like, as you should bond afterwards of, like, let's talk about the experience.
I agree.
We also have on the line Ian Kaiser from Chicago.
No.
Ian Kaiser is one of our dear friends, a friend of the show.
The friend of the network.
The friend who's not
hey,
talking.
Hey, everybody.
It's the Ian Kaiser.
How you guys doing?
Good. What would you rate this episode?
Oh, it's the first one I've ever not liked. It gets an F.
Whoa!
Okay, so we were talking with Ian off air, and he was saying he didn't like this episode because Ian is a dirty Jew. Therefore, he didn't like the episode because it made fun of him. Now,
I was just about to like the after show, though, and now I'm offended by the after show. I can't like that either.
Oh, don't worry. No one who watches this after show actually likes it, so you would really have stood out if you did.
But, you know, your problem with the episode is that it hit too close to home for you, as opposed to what? Everyone else that got made fun of in this episode.
I'm happy when the show makes fun of other people, but as a vegan and as a Jew, I was mortally offended by this episode.
And also as someone who disrespects our flag.
True. That's true. Yes. Yes. I lay on the ground.
Me too.
By the way, you've never
kneeling's not enough for me.
And by the way, you guys can all jump in, and especially me. Like, I've interacted with Ian so many times, so I'm definitely going to bust his balls. Steph, you're welcome to bust his balls, even though you've never met Ian in your life. Ian, let's start with the whole vegan craze. I've made fun of you for this, the fact that vegans love to eat, quote, meat, but it's not real meat. And I'm like, can't you just eat, like, vegetables and just say they're vegetables? Like, just eat real stuff. Stop pretending to, like, eat actual meat. What do you have to say about this, Ian?
Well, I've told you many times that's a stupid argument.
Infomercial,
but that's ridiculous because if it's better for your health, better for the environment, and less cruel, it makes sense to not eat meat. But anyways,
I'm not arguing to not eat meat. I'm just saying, why are you trying to eat chicken? That's not chicken.
Are you saying you don't like the Beyond thing?
Yeah, like I could see a Beyond KFC starting up tomorrow because of this episode.
No, but the point, because if you don't want to be cruel, if you want it better for the environment and your health, but you like chicken, Beyond Chicken is a good alternative. It makes sense.
And
that's
agree
a real
with
thing.
You, Ian. It is at Whole Foods.
Thank you. Now I like the after show again.
I mean, to be fair, I have a friend who's vegan, and she wanted me to meet her at a vegan restaurant, and I ate something that was like southern fried unchicken, and I don't know what it was, but it sure tasted good, because if you southern fry anything, it's going
to
taste great. But, Ian, my question for you is, of all the things that Eric Cartman has done in 21 years, do you think the worst thing he's done is write the word Beyond on a bucket of KFC and make poor, innocent, defenseless Heidi eat that meat?
I'm going to say yes, that is the worst. And that's keeping in mind that I know that he did feed someone's parents to them in a Chili's.
In a Chili's, yes.
This might be worse.
Oh,
but Scott Tenorman was not a vegetarian, so there was not a moral dilemma there.
Yeah, there was no reason Scott Tenorman couldn't eat his parents. Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, I actually have tried Beyond Scott Tenorman's parents. It's pretty good.
It's funny because I did see myself in that scene, because I'm always excited about having people try the Beyond Chicken and the Beyond. Somebody's like, oh, try it. It's so good. Try it. He really nailed like the vegan enthusiasm for having people try things and see how they like it. But to have it be actual meat is just so twisted and evil that only Cartman could pull that off.
So you do full real meat eaters, carnivores, to eat vegan food under the assumption that it's real chicken?
What? No.
No, you don't. Are you backtracking?
No.
Yeah. Ian, this sounds like fake news to me.
Yeah. Might be.
The interesting thing is, though, Phil said that the first time he watched it, you actually thought that Eric was being a good person and that this was actually fake chicken, right, Phil?
Well, because it's set up so well where Heidi goes against Kyle, and I thought, you know what, this is so great, and, like, you know, you don't know what he's like behind closed doors, and at first, like, he's kind of knocking, and like, okay, what's going on here? We've maybe seen this. And then he's so enthusiastic of, like, you were so right, baby. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, maybe he's just, like, pandering to his friends of, like, trying to be a certain way. And then we see Beyond KFC, and I just cracked up.
So bad.
What a douchebag.
Ian, since we have you on the line, have you ever told a room full of ladies that they're all hot on the inside?
And not on the outside.
I haven't stooped to Carmen's level on anything. I'd like to think I live my life off trying to be as far from Carmen as possible. I think that's a good
kind of litmus test for for your morality.
All right. Well, throw up your number below so women can call you. Steph, as far as Heidi's concerned, in terms of the dilemma for her, whether to break up with Cartman or not, what's the peer pressure like with women? And
I mean, it is similar to that in groups, especially in elementary school. Well, not elementary. Whenever kids start dating, middle school, high school. But then after that,
some
people
of us college,
kind of,
but yeah.
I mean, okay, but Cartman literally is the worst human. So I do see. I have actually a friend who is dating someone very similar to Cartman, if that's even possible. And I'm like the friends. I would say. So
you're
I guess
like, how could you date him?
Yeah, every day. How could you date him? He's the Donald Trump of boyfriends, and they just don't get it.
And but like legitimately, they like. How, do you really know this person? Like he's like,
horrific.
But like you only know him from the perspective of her, or like you actually have like interacted with
I've
him.
I've seen text messages. I've heard things that he said.
But have you ever hung out with him in a room?
Yeah, he's been at my house, okay. Unfortunately.
Like, what's the worst?
You don't even want to know.
I kind of do. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, like, everyday things. Like, he'll call her the C word, like, randomly. He cheats on her all.
Cutie?
Oh my god, it
does he only call her that when she's being a C word, though?
Oh my god!
No, it's just a question. It's a yes or no answer.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, and he cheats on her all the time.
That's not cool.
And then he says, it's your fault.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, I could see him being the king of the douchebags.
Yeah, and he does... I don't want to get too into details.
No, but I feel like that scene of all the girls piling up on Heidi, except like one girl at one point tries to stand up for her, and then she gets kind of knocked down just as well.
I don't pile on her. It's more like I'm just trying to make her realize
that she's stupid and dating him.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a side to it, and Ian, you can attest to this. Most people, like, when threatened, whether about their boyfriend, I guess sometimes girlfriend, whatever, but you can take it outside of that realm. And part of what the commentary was, I think, like, Donald Trump himself it doubles down on, like, the absurdity of whatever the hell's going on. Just because, like, oh, you say that? Well, F you.
Right.
I'm gonna go.
I mean, that's the whole point of saying that they made a bad decision. Eric made a bad decision. President Trump made a bad decision. He's like, oh, I'll show you that it wasn't just a good decision. It was the best decision.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think when will Cartman be old enough to run for president?
Oh,
is he still
10? Don't even joke.
The fact that they celebrate an anniversary and they are still in fourth grade, I don't think bodes well for the fact that he's running for president anytime soon.
That's true. Yeah. And Archie and Jughead have been in high school for like 60 years. So, but anyway, I don't know. I think that what I wanted to ask Ian, actually, is Ian, you know, we've seen so much.
I know the Jew stuff's coming.
No, this is actually about Heidi. I want to know what you think about Heidi. You know, Phil and I are always very respectful of how smart she is, and we know she's so funny. She's super funny. Steph's a little judgy when it comes to Heidi, but Phil and I are definitely Team Heidi.
Gosh, no.
I want to know, what do you think about Heidi? Is everybody just too hard on her? I mean, she's just trying
like
to make Eric better.
You guys are doing shtick right now.
No,
and get over it, guys. She is funny.
Yes.
I mean, Steph's funny.
No, yeah. Are you joking? I totally was there on Team Kyle with his treacherous Jew ways trying to steal that beautiful vegan woman away.
Me too!
Totally made sense to me.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's a moral... Like, but what place is it of yours to step in? Why do you have to meddle?
I mean, his motives were not pure. You know, he's like, you should really break up with Cartman. Oh, yeah, I'm going to swoop in here.
Dropped her off to get taken by a witch last week. Or
Eric,
2 weeks ago.
Or a couple weeks ago, Eric did that. Yeah, but that I'm not saying that he's a good boyfriend. I'm just saying that Kyle interjecting himself into the situation for his own personal gain is not cool, bro.
She deserves better.
No, but if it's a good end, What is the means matter? The ends was to get her away from Cartman. Doesn't anything justify? What is it? What difference?
Are you trying to say that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, Ian?
I think he's saying all's fair in love and war.
Yeah, that's probably what he's saying.
All right. Anything
I don't
else?
Know which cliche, but
just that you guys are doing great. I love the show, and yeah, the Jews dancing around as Cartman chanted "Kyle, Kyle, Kyle" was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I'm glad to hear you say that it was one of the funniest things you've seen, because that was incredibly funny. And look, we realize that's the way that Cartman sees the world. You know, that's not supposed to be the way that we should all see it. We shouldn't be here. We know he's a bad person. And so it's very funny that that's how he processed the information from Token's dad.
Before you hang up, Ian, and this is for everybody, but Ian, you as well, because you in particular mentioned like the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one, right? So in this sense, it was good because Cartman finally realized the plight of the black man.
Yeah, but it was in nowhere near the plight of black America.
Well, no, but he reached a point, Cartman reached a point where he realizes what it's like to be angry about everything and to...
And how society screws you over.
Yeah, and he was ready to disrespect the flag. He wanted to knock over cars. I'm surprised he didn't make any comment about the fact that they were only having soup for dinner. I was expecting something about...
I thought he was going to say something.
Yeah, like, where's the KFC? Something. I mean, this is Cartman. This is what I thought Cartman was going to say.
Ian, would you like to...
Yeah, I think you guys are as offensive as the actual TV show. This is unbelievable.
Me?
Yeah, Steph is kind of the worst. No, I agree with you, Ian.
Guys,
I can't believe that she's on the show.
I thought that was wildly offensive, but also it's just classically South Park to make a point by completely making it seem like they're against the point.
I just have to ask Ian, because he's calling us very offensive right now, and I feel a little offended. Ian, in the case for Kyle, would you not agree that success is the sole earthly judge of right and wrong?
Success is the soul. Oh man, that's a bleak worldview.
Would you agree though?
What worldview is that?
Hitler's.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm so glad I waited. I knew I was walking into a trap, and that sounded brilliant to me. I was about to say, hell yeah, that's true. And I knew I was gonna get trapped if I jumped on board. Thank God I held on.
Just a final thought from me, and then whatever Phil wants to say to Ian to get rid of him. What do you think about the fact that the episode did indeed celebrate that we've had President Garrison for, you know, a whole year now? And what do you think of the fact that his solution is to fuck everybody to death?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you.
I love the final solution, as it were.
To go back to Hitler, gotcha.
Fucking everyone to death. It's preferable to other past final solutions. But I do love that they bring that stuff back. That, like, there's never really hanging threads with South Park, that they always weave those storylines back in. I think that's great.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for participating, Ian.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
We love you, too. Despite your idiosyncrasies.
Here's the thing about Ian. He's so smart and he's so funny.
Gosh.
And I'm so glad that he was with us.
That's right.
And he doesn't self-promote, by the way. He didn't tell us like how to follow him on Twitter.
At Ian Films.
Are you sure? Because I thought that was like on Twitter it's at Ian Films. But don't follow at Ian Films on Instagram. I think that's something that we learned the hard way, that's not his account.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. If you'd like more of Ian on the show, please comment below. Let him know how much you hate him or love him. all right, so let's talk about more of the member berries. I think we've exhausted the Kyle and Heidi storyline enough. Let's talk about Mr. Garrison. Member berries for me. I love that they made their return. But this whole idea that last week you got a sort of mini check in where Butter was like, "How's the wall doing?" and like all this stuff. I love that. And now to see it a little bit expanded, I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I thought it was good to, you know, after not having Mr. Garrison President Garrison the first few episodes of the season. I'm glad that we've seen him in the last couple of new episodes. And yes, brief as it was, the return of the member berries was amazing. And then, you know, I think it's great because it's ridiculous South Park comedy, also managing to be some decent political satire commentary about, like, well, I'm just going to fuck everybody to death. And incorporating Doorknob Cum, as you mentioned earlier, was an amazing touch.
The reason I love that is because he said, you know, just put a positive spin on it. Like, it's just that easy. And, like, it's a little hard to do these days. And the fact that, like, that culminates into, well, what is that? It's door cum. Like, that's what the positive spin ends up having to be. It's just absolute insanity. Steph, what about from your perspective?
I thought it was great to bring the member berries back, and I do like what Ewan was saying about tying in the loose ends, but it just seems like a painful reminder of what I have to wake up to every day. The president and the year election day anniversary was real. And I feel like this was kind of a reminder of what we do have to look forward to for the next 3 years.
It is the fact that we should have all brought condoms, like, kind of very metaphorical. Like, and maybe it's not condoms, but we should have brought lubes to ease the pain.
Maybe.
Or Quaaludes or some, you know, some various ways to ease the pain. But I think you're right. I think that's what they're saying.
I did love Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. And they were all spot on in how they looked. And Mitch McConnell, the turtle line was hilarious. Who knows nothing?
I'm just the turtle. Steven, what about from your perspective? How did they nail the politics and anything else of that nature?
I mean, it was eerily similar because, you know, as we all know, under this presidency, pretty much everyone's pretty good at taking a load to the face.
All right.
And a few people are better at it than Paul Ryan. So, yeah, I agree.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, because you didn't even notice during the Rihanna song how they had the Trump supporters even crying.
Yeah, I missed it the first viewing, but luckily we got a chance to see it. And yeah, the Trump supporters were definitely crying. The swing voters, as they call them. So, yeah.
They were not swing voters.
And I love the fact that, yeah, you know, it's a very, probably a very foretelling and sad reality that, yeah. We're gonna get you fucked even harder.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think at the strap on at the end of the episode is just to remind us that it's
things coming.
Much bigger things are coming. Absolutely.
All right, I have nothing else to say, so I'll give the floor.
What does
to you
Cartman
guys.
Think?
Cartman says he's very excited that he's back with Heidi. Until we see him next episode.
He's going to be so miserable.
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be some plotting happening.
Yeah, it's just kind of like here's the thing. I don't think he's really sad that he broke up with Heidi. I think he's more sad, like, ultimately, like, that was kind of a shock and whatnot. Because it didn't happen on his terms and he was the victim. But by God. He's never gonna let Kyle win.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be a theme of the season.
He'll probably stay with Heidi the rest of his life now because just the idea that Kyle might still want her is enough for him. Mm-hmm. And you know, look, we joke around, and I'm always hard on Heidi, but I actually felt very bad for her in this episode because she gets a little heavy, which I can't tell. She didn't look any fatter to me. Is the worst.
They kind of drew the the button on the on the shirt instead of it being straight. They kind of slanted it to indicate like a little bit of a pop belly.
And yes, Cartman did leave her for a witch in the last new episode, but just she's like talking about it. She just seemed a little bit too real this episode, and I feel bad because
yeah,
she is
very realistic
because she's so smart and so funny. She doesn't deserve that.
Here's the thing is I think this whole time Cartman's just trying to be somebody else because he doesn't want her to know that he actually doesn't think she's funny and all this. I think we're not going to see like rift. I think their relationship will be stronger because Cartman can just now be himself and she's going to accept him for that and she's going to be an evil bitch in the same way that he's an evil piece of shit.
Now, that would be interesting because so far it's looked like Heidi has rubbed off on Cartman in some ways. But if Cartman rubs off on Heidi and fast forward to next season and she's just a female Cartman, that would be amazing.
Yeah, because he's so manipulative.
what if she's the villain this season? What if she goes like even more ham than Cartman, and then Cartman gets like alarmed by how far she goes?
Wow. Well, if Cartman thinks she goes too far, that'll say something for what she does.
Yeah, maybe. I don't. You know, it's tough because again, you have to like Cartman's moral compass.
Doesn't exist.
Well, it exists in the sense like what's best for Cartman, and by the way, best is judged purely on like he's a hedonist.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
yeah, like, that's, absolutely.
He's nothing else. it's tough to make that judgment call. So, I don't know. We'll see. All right. Anything else you guys have to add before we wrap this out and get all the hate comments we could ever hope for?
Could have used more Kenny. We saw him for like 1 second. Poor Kenny, you know? He could have really factored into this episode.
I think it would have been great to see if he made fun of Heidi's weight. Just like Cartman was trying to get Tolkien to, hey, don't make fun of my girlfriend for her being fat. Yeah, no, that was amazing. Anyway. Alrighty. Well, you guys don't seem like you guys have anything to add. So, thank you guys as always for joining us. Last episode, we got some comments.
On our amazing singing? Yes, thank you everybody who appreciated how good a job the Phil and I did. We're going to be going on tour. There's going to be an album.
You know what? We're not going to let... Steph's not getting away from this.
Steven, Steph wasn't there.
No. But Steven, cue up the Rihanna song. We're going to have Steph sing as we sort of close
Unfaithful?
This out.
Unfaithful? Is that the song?
Unfaithful. Find the instrumental. We're going to have Steph sing.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be great.
Are you guys going to sing with me?
Oh, I don't know this song. We sang three each. Here you go, Steph.
Here, it'll have lyrics on the screen for you,
Steph. Oh, there you go.
Can you...
No way she can read that. She's blind.
Don't worry.
I did lose my glasses here. Oh, wait.
All right, backtracking.
Okay, backtrack.
Take two.
Now, mind you, when we recorded the singing for the theme song we did, Richard was like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's Grammy nominated, so he knows.
Story of my life, searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really loves my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love. Do I have to? That's the reason the sky is blue. But clouds are rolling in because I'm gone again. And to him, I just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him inside to know that I'm happy with some other guy.
There you go. When's American Idol auditions?
That's like really hard to sing Rihanna.
I couldn't hear the difference. I actually thought
that
Steven was
much.
Just playing the actual song.
Omar, Simon's gonna give me some credit.
All right.
I mean, Simon Cowell fell down the stairs last week.
Steven,
I heard.
Steven can be it's... Simon Cowell. What do you think? Blank.
That was Steven's.
Whoa! Simon Cowell, go F yourself,
yeah,
man.
That was not
that was
cool,
harsh.
Bro.
Not cool at all. All right. Thank you guys, as always.
Oh, my God, Steve.
What the hell's going on? All right. We've completely derailed
this
show.
We've got to get Steven back in the studio next week, out of the booth.
We have, on behalf of Steph Sabra on Twitter, Instagram, all that, right?
Yeah. Steph Sabra, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Steph Sabra. I'm so sorry about my forced singing.
I thought it was great. And you can find me at ChristianDMZ. And hey, if you want to hear about the real President Trump fucking people to death, we do the Trump Report Tuesdays at 7 Pacific here on AfterBuzz.
And Steven, where can the people follow you?
Fucking up shows all the time.
Okay.
At fucking up shows all the time.
It's not a real Twitter handle, people. I'm at Phil Svitek. Of course, you can follow us here at AfterBuzz TV. Do leave us a comment, however loving or hateful. We love them none the death. Last week, someone mentioned one of their favorite songs was Safe Space. I think that's a wonderful song. Excellent choice.
It is.
So thank you for writing that. I was reading IGN, and there was a couple great comments talking about the episode. One of them was from a Jew that actually sided with, guess this, Cartman.
What?
Really? Yes. You guys should check out IGN. That was a great comment, I thought. Anyway, thank you guys as always. We'll see you guys next time here on South Park Weekly. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.